Welcome to Side of the Desk podcast, hosted by Fidelity Jobs and the Fidelity's Women's Leadership Group. We're here today to have deep discussions on the authentic experience of being a working professional in today's ever-changing workforce.
Welcome to this month's episode of Side of the Desk. Today we have an extra special episode where we're chatting with some of our Fidelity interns who are spending their summer with us. I'll turn the table over to Fernando and Charlotte to introduce themselves. Fernando, do you mind going first and just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. Let's do this. Hey, everyone. My name is Fernando Rufino. I'm a rising senior at Connecticut College, and I'm majoring in sociology. I'm currently an investor center intern at a branch located in Deer Park, Illinois. So this role is really like client facing. I get to work alongside, you know, the financial representatives where I greet clients who are walking in for appointments, or, you know, I support the clients who need like support with like minor service related needs.
Thank you, Fernando. So my name is Charlotte Wilson and I am working in the Boston office this summer. So I'm in the headquarters and I'm a rising senior at Villanova studying communications with a concentration in public relations and advertising. And then I have a gender and women's studies minor as well. And I'm actually interning on the HR technology project manager team, which has been really cool because it's not exactly related to my major or minor, but I've really fallen into this role and taken advantage of learning on the job, which has been great. And I'm in charge of recommending a new intake process for my team. So that has been really cool, exploring different platforms and learning all about the technology space here.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Fernando. Exciting. Welcome to have you here on the podcast and welcome to Fidelity. It sounds like you both have been having great experiences here at Fidelity. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the best things that have been part of your intern experience at Fidelity?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's a lot of awesome opportunities that, you know, Fidelity offers, not only for associates, but, you know, even to like us interns, specifically those in the Investor Center branches. You know, we're offered opportunities to grow. There exists this program called the Fidelity SIE Scholars Program. You know, this is where Fidelity will pay for your SIE study materials and even an attempt to the SIE exam. So through such programs, like Fidelity truly shows that they value upskilling, you know, associates internally, especially even these interns, you know. Along with this, as an associate, you're also encouraged to continue learning. So I know a lot of my peers and like teammates, they're like pursuing their CFP, which is like certified financial planner. They also get the opportunity to get the Series 6, 66, the Series 7, all these exams that, you know, prep them to become either, you know, a financial consultant, a planning consultant, you know, whatever they truly desire, because Fidelity really offers all these opportunities for growth. I love that because as like similar to Charlotte, you know, I'm coming from sociology, so I have no kind of background in finance and I haven't even taken like a economics or finance course. So with the SIE Scholars Program, I've been able to learn like the essentials that are needed, you know, for securities, anything related to investing. And so it's been an awesome opportunity to get that from Fidelity.
That's great. Thanks for sharing. So for me, I've really enjoyed just all the opportunity that there has been to grow here. So like I said, I don't really have a background in technology, but I've really appreciated how much responsibility my team has given me in terms of recommending this new process that I've been working on and just being able to explore different platforms through all of the different resources that Fidelity provides. And also, since I said that I'm based in the headquarters in Boston, I have the opportunity to meet with lots of interns, and we also have all different intern events as well. So throughout the summer, we have 5 different Connect Weeks where all of the interns are in the office at the same time. And every Monday, we have a Connect breakfast. So it's like an hour-long breakfast where everybody just gets to hang out. It's drop-in, so pretty casual. And also, since I'm in HR, we're a little intern program within the bigger intern program, which has been cool because I have a little cohort that I get to work with. And there's 10 of the HR interns in Boston, actually. So we all sit together every day. We all coordinate our lunch breaks together. And everybody's just super friendly, which has been really nice as well. And we've gone on outings that are organized for us. And also we just hang out outside of work by choice as well, obviously, because everybody's so awesome. And they also have taken all of the FID turns out to a baseball game in Boston as well, which was really fun and good bonding activities. So I've really enjoyed being in the headquarters this summer.
So throughout your summer, sounds like you've been learning a lot and getting a chance to experience a lot of Fidelity culture. Have there been any highlights or anything that's top that you've learned throughout your internship that you'd like to talk about? I'll turn it over to you first, Charlotte.
Yeah, I would love to talk about this. So something that I really enjoyed about the internship here at Fidelity is how many career center events that they provide. And as an intern, you're completely welcome and invited to participate in these events. So some of the events that I've gone to is just an overall career overview of how to navigate the career center, which is obviously good for interns because this is their first time kind of seeing that space. And then I've also attended an event called Identifying Your Transferable Skills, which is good for just interviewing for different jobs when you're navigating the post-grad life and things like that. And I've also attended Perfecting Your Elevator Pitch, which has been really helpful in, again, preparing for interviews. And then in terms of my project itself that I've worked on for my team this summer, I've really enjoyed just learning so much. I feel like I literally completely learned everything that I'm doing on the job, which has been really encouraging and has made me feel much better being able to enter the real world after graduation and knowing that I'm capable of doing this type of work.
That's awesome, Shelley. Similar to you, I kind of agree with like the trainings, well, like other career kind of prep, but I know Fidelity, like the FID term program, we get like budgeting 101, credit 101, investing 101. So attending those sessions, you know, like really helped me, you know, learn more about, you know, oh, the 50-30-20 rule. So there's a lot of really cool things that, you know, Fidelity offers for their interns as well, that I had the pleasure to attend. But along with this, I've also, like, one of the main things I've learned is how to work with a team. So during my time here, I had the opportunity to work with four other interns that are at like separate branches. So we kind of we worked together to like plan a volunteering event where we brought together like seven branches in like our market level area. And we got them to volunteer, you know, via Fidelity Cares. So, you know, we got a cool little swag, our cool shirt that said Fidelity Cares and Fidelity Investments in the front. And then it was a fun time, you know, I was getting to bond with associates and, you know, team members from other branches, you know, like I'm located in Deer Park and I got to hang out with like these cool people from Highland Park. So it's a really fun experience to not only work with the interns, but also get to meet their teams and see how it's going in their branches as well.
That's really cool. And about your point of knowing how to work with a team, I think that that's been the coolest part about this internship because I've never really worked on a team in a corporate world setting before. So it's been really cool and it's been nice to see how supportive everyone is. And I feel like everybody on my team just really wants me to succeed and make sure that I'm getting everything out of the internship.
Likewise, I feel like just Fidelity Associates in general are so kind with their time. Like they're willing to provide so much time to, you know, ask them questions. And like, there hasn't been a point here where I feel like scared to ask something or be like, or I don't know. It's been a really good like experience with all the employees I've talked to.
That's awesome. And I'd echo that. It's been over 10 years for me and I still feel like anyone is willing to at least take 10 minutes out of their day to talk to you about careers. So glad to hear that. One thing that is very interesting to me is that the two of you both come from non-finance backgrounds and you're in a finance company. Can you tell me a little bit about how maybe working at Fidelity might be changing the way that you're thinking about applying to jobs after college or your postgraduate life?
I can take that one. Just because I have this conversation all the time, you know, whether it be with my parents, whether it be with a scholarship I'm applying to and I got to write an essay, it's always like going into finance feels like it's out of left field, or it's like, what are you doing? You're a sociology major. How did you end up in finance? And I often don't know the answer myself, you know. but like in terms of like why I picked Fidelity. So while I was in their portal, there's this video that came up, you know, like on Fidelity Careers, and the topic was what did you study in college? And the video proved that you didn't need a financial degree to work at Fidelity at all. Like there was people who didn't go to college. There was people with communication majors. You know, there was people with all these different like majors that weren't finance. And I was like, whoa, that's me. I can enter this company too, huh? Like it kind of gave me that motivation to pursue a career that was outside of what I had studied. And so now, like when it comes to like applying to jobs, it's like I want an environment where we can learn. And similar to what I was saying earlier, like with the SIE, it's pretty much giving me all the study material I need. So like they're really like Fidelity is kind of like breeding us from the very beginning, you know, giving us the education we need. And so in terms of like where I would apply, I would apply to Fidelity. You know, I don't necessarily need to have this financial background. You know, it would be kind of beneficial to maybe take before I end up leaving, since I'm a rising senior, maybe take some economics courses, finance courses, you know, to kind of help boost my education maybe when I come back. But yeah, overall, just, you know, Fidelity is really, you don't need a finance degree.
Yeah, I totally agree with your point there too. And at first I was a little bit intimidated to come into Fidelity as a communications major without any finance background, but I've really adapted quickly and all of the FidTurn events that they've had for us have kind of provided us with that background that I felt like I needed, just knowing basic terms through the budgeting events and the investing events. I've just gained more basic knowledge around finance, which has been really helpful. And I have to agree, I think going into post-grad interview process, I'm thinking, want to apply to Fidelity because it's the best place to grow as well. And everybody that I've talked to here has worked in various parts of Fidelity because there's just so many different job opportunities. It's literally every job that you can think of, it seems like. So it's really cool, and it's really encouraging to see how people can move around as well, because it's not like you're stuck in like one role. You're really able to move around, and Fidelity actually really encourages that mobility, which has been really great to hear.
Yeah, I was going to echo the same thing. You know, they encourage it. Like if I wanted to go from a branch to a regional office, which kind of seems like my goal at one point, they encourage it. And, you know, I've talked to multiple people, you know, who have had these like career pivots, and all within Fidelity. So, you know, the opportunities are almost like endless. You know, you can pursue that career in marketing, or right? You can pursue that career in diversity and inclusion. You know, that might be something I do, you know, with my major, but being specifically where I'm at right now, it's like, oh, I'll learn and I'll this is my way in. And, you know, if one day my career requires me to pivot, or I'm like, hey, maybe I need a career change, I know that Fidelity has those opportunities. So it's like, come on, who wouldn't want to come to Fidelity?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I also just think that the company culture is so amazing too. And I didn't realize how important that was in a company before, and just navigating the whole internship landscape as well. And I've just really loved working here, and it's the exact type of company culture that I'm looking for.
That's awesome. And, you know, as you two are both rising seniors and you're thinking through like your college career, your internship experience, what are things that you wish that you knew earlier in your college career as, you know, advice to your younger self?
So I would say that my advice is to intern early. So out of the HR interns, there's 25 across four of the regional offices, and a lot of them, or half of them actually, are rising juniors. So they have 2 years to intern before kind of deciding what their next step is going to be. And I'm sure that there's just a bunch of junior interns as well throughout all the different offices that Fidelity has, and they even also have a high school program, which is really crazy to me as well. So there's just so many young interns, and I would say that my advice is to intern early because you have more time to kind of figure out what you like and what you don't like and different career paths that you could take. And an internship is basically just testing out a certain area of the company and deciding if it seems like a good fit for you. And I think that it just seems great to be able to have that experience a few times before graduating college. And what do you think about that, Fernando?
So my best advice would be never stop learning. There's some people who aren't taking the SIE because it's just like, oh, you know, like I don't have to. But if Fidelity is offering it for free, and these exams help people to become advisors and you get to get a license, it's like, why not go for it, you know?
That's awesome. That's great advice. And, you know, do you have any parting advice for anyone who might be applying for an internship in the next year? Like, were there any things that were really helpful for you as you were applying for your internship that you had or that you were looking at specifically when you were applying for internships?
On my end, at least when I was looking at Fidelity, one of the main things I did was, you know, went through their website and, you know, I saw like the awards, you know, Glassdoor, top company for like employees or like top company in diversity. So I was really looking for a company that aligned with like my goals and, you know, kind of what I value. And so being able to see that Fidelity being really being an amazing company, I was like, okay, let me take a further look. And this was similar with other companies I was looking at. You know, I wanted to see their track record. You know, I wanted to see, yo, how do you treat your employees? So, you know, whether that was through like doing research on Glassdoor or other like platforms that are similar, just getting to hear the experience from those employees, you know, maybe take a look at them, you know, especially with the intern ones. You know, there was times I know Fidelity has like a Reddit page, you know, like, and they actually, like, it's an active page where like people from like Fidelity internal are in there, you know, moderating it. Like there, you can ask questions like, oh, how's an intern opportunity? Or like, how did you enjoy your internship? If somebody interned, and, you know, I took a look at all those Reddit posts and I was like, oh, okay. So, oh, you get to do that. So things like that, you know, just making sure you do your research. That's how I got to Fidelity.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And also just to echo that a little bit, I think that researching the company that you're applying for is honestly more important than researching the role that you're applying for, because once you're working, you can kind of test out different things. Like I applied to HR and I ended up doing HR technology. So as long as you're working at a company that you like and there's room to grow and you're really able to learn so much and then decide what you like and what you don't like, you're working at a great company. So I think just what's most important here is making sure that the company is a good fit for you, aligns with your values, and you're able to speak to why that company is a good fit for you. And I think also in terms of what roles you're applying to as you're going through the application process, don't limit yourself, apply to things that interest you. They don't have to align to your major. They don't have to align to your minor. I just say, go for it and be confident in all of your interviews because that's just most important, I think.
Awesome. Thank you both so much, Charlotte, Fernando. Words of wisdom were so great. And thank you so much for sharing all about your internship experience. And to our listeners, I hope this was a helpful and valuable conversation. For those of you who are interested in jobs or internships at Fidelity, you can check us out at fidelityjobs.com. And please remember to like and subscribe to Side of the Desk podcast.
Thank you for listening to this Side of the Desk episode, and thank you to our recording studio and editors who made our episodes possible. For more information about working at Fidelity, check out fidelitycareers.com.